The chainmail half-mask sucked inward briefly.
Aye, that's what troubles me.
Sunset's crimson curtain faded to dusk, merging into restful darkness. Lights appeared at the fortress turret slits. Two sentry fires burned bright, one to the left of the pier, the other to the right side. Held between the otter wives, Chab's young ones were sleeping. Banya Stream Dog and six sturdy otters emerged from the waters beneath the pier, firelight playing off their sleek backs as they moved like nightshades, with scarcely a ripple to betray their presence. Holding a paw to her lips, Banya made for the otter wives, whispering to them,
"Wait and be ready when Lorgo gives the signal."
Hope surged through Wulki and Chab as the tall, sinewy Lorgo Gale Deep surfaced alongside them.
"Stay put, mates. You can't make a move until the action starts. Chab, don't fret, boyo. I've brought some Champion River dogs to get your babies away safe."
Letho Shellhound, accompanied by a dozen armed otters, stole from the lake, a short way from the left side of the pier. Directing them by signals, he sent his warriors in a long arc around to the darkness behind the fire. The outlaw set a stone to his sling and waited. Soon he was rewarded by the call of a nightjar from the right side of the pier. Big Colin and his band had surfaced and were in position. Letho whirled his sling, aiming at the backside of a catguard who was leaning on his spear close to the fire. It was a perfect shot. The stone struck its target, not slaying the cat, but creating the desired effect. Arching his back and yowling in pain, the catguard stumbled into the flames at the fire's edge. His companions swiftly hauled him back, shouting out in confusion,
"That was a sling stone! What's going on?"
"A beast out there, look!"
The outlaw ran forward, whirling his sling as he yelled out a challenge.
"Here I am, Manti scum! The shell hounds are coming!"
Guards jumped down from the pier to join the others. They advanced on Letho cautiously, wondering if he had brought clan beasts with him. The outlaw bolstered their confidence. He slung off a few more stones, carefully calculated to miss them. Roaring with laughter, he danced a jig on the lake shore, then scampered off into the water. One of the score cats urged the rest forward, shouting to them,
"It's a single otter, mad fool! What's he up to? Get him!"
They charged forward, but halted at the water's edge. Aware that the cats were fearful of water, Letho swam out a short way, then commenced taunting them.
"Come on, you mangy-tailed cowards! Scared of getting your paws wet, are you?"
Spears, lances and arrows were hurled at him. Right at the last moment he submerged, only to pop up again in another place.
"Is that the best you can do? Send out your best warrior! That'd be old Half-Face, wouldn't it? I hear he was defeated by a bird. Was it a sparrow or a wren?"
Whilst the diversion was being created, Letho's crew came out of the firelight and began attacking the catguard's rear. Roused by the commotion, Rigu Felis bounded out onto the pier, single-bladed axe in paw. He was accompanied by Wheelmark Scort, who recognised Letho's voice.
"It's the Shellhound! I've got a score to settle with Detton."